Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Elliot's still here with us because he did an extra top 11 list and posted it online today.
Well, it's a top 10 list that has 12 things on it.
Right, but I was just going to ignore the 12th so we could say top 11. Yeah. So here is the text of the tweet that I can tell has incensed Ike Reese. Have been thinking a lot about what are the best franchises in NFL history.
Can we stop there? Why were you thinking so much about that?
I just thought about it and then couldn't stop, honestly. Well, because also I feel like I've talked a lot about the Eagles this offseason. It's such a well-run franchise, blah, blah, blah. But on the large scale, like, how are they viewed around the league?
Okay.
So but you're also not a history guy.
Yeah. No, I'm not. No.
Yeah. Did you do any reporting on this?
So I looked up, I did a lot of Googling.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Pablo, if you're still listening, here's what we normally do.
A lesson in journalism.
This is real journalism.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Wikipedia.
Yeah. Pablo Torre finds out who are the 10 best franchises.
Yeah,
we did a lot
ESP.
Of Googling.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of focus on three things. Super Bowls, how long you've been in the league, and how many wins you have.
Okay. So Super Bowls, how long you've been in the league, and how many wins you have.
Nice.
We're prioritized. That's not the end-all be-all.
Right. So here are the top 10 NFL franchises in, like, the top 10 in history.
Yeah, just like in history.
Number 10, the Detroit Lions. Number 9, the Washington Redskins /Commanders/Washington football team. Number 8, the Philadelphia Eagles. Number 7, the New York Giants. Number 6, the New England Patriots. Number 5, the Chicago Bears. Number 4, the Dallas Cowboys. Number 3, the San Francisco 49ers. Number 2, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And number 1, the Green Bay Packers. Honorable mention, 12, the Ravens. 11, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, Ravens just got on there.
Yeah, this is so ridiculous. I don't even know where to begin.
So what do you disagree with?
Well, the fact that you got the Lions and the Bears in this top 10 is just ridiculous.
But you don't think that they are, when you think of the NFL, if you ask a general NFL fan, name 5 teams that you know,
yeah,
you don't think the Lions and the Bears would be one of the teams that said the most?
So let me ask you this. If I were to think about top franchises in history, what am I thinking about them for? Am I thinking about their greatness or the fact that they've been terrible the entire time? Because some people are known for losing.
Right.
For losing.
Like the Lions. Correct.
So that would not make them one of the top franchises in the history of the sport.
So I'm not ranking them based off success. I'm ranking them off of how much they matter.
You said two of the three were wins and Super Bowl.
I said two of the things that were prioritized. They were not the only things that were taken into consideration. So like the Boston Red Sox, right? We got into this briefly.
Yes.
The Boston Red Sox were known as lovable losers. They're cursed. They're never going to win.
Yeah.
But nobody during that whole stretch would have said the Red Sox aren't one of the top franchises in baseball history.
Based on what?
based off the fact that they're the Red Sox. They are the Boston.
You know what they were known for?
Losing.
Yes, and trading away Babe Ruth.
Right, but they are still one of the most historic franchises in the history of the league.
For trading away Babe Ruth.
But they were worth, they were one of the most valuable franchises.
Okay.
They were on primetime games. Like, they were a huge deal. The Lions are absolutely one of the most important franchises.
Because they play at 12 o'clock every Thanksgiving?
Yes, that's part of it.
It's the only thing you can think of.
No, and I said they have great fans.
They don't have. I mean,
I think they have great fans. It's a football city. They've
been
around.
I got in-laws out there. I'm not going to crap on the city of Detroit and their fans. I'm not. What I'm saying is, you're asking me what my issue was.
So they're one of the top five teams to come into the NFL, number one.
Yeah, okay.
They have
which means they've been losing even longer.
I agree. They're lovable losers. Yeah. I agree with you on that.
I don't even know how lovable they are.
I think they're pretty lovable.
What, now? Well, I don't think anybody else ever thought of the Lions.
I think people
We love Barry Sanders. We actually felt bad for Barry Sanders being in Detroit.
But it's like the Bills. It's like the Bills.
Who was the best Lion before Barry Sanders?
It's a good question.
Before Barry Sanders?
Yeah.
Oh, you can go Night Train Lane. You can go, Billy Sims. You got Alex Karras. You got not very many.
So much history.
Yeah, very many. Now, let me get to the Bears.
But you don't think them being one of the first five teams in the NFL matters at all?
Not at all. Okay. Only the fact that they won an original five.
Yeah, that matters. That matters.
Would you consider the Flyers?
Yes.
One of the top organizations in hockey?
I would consider them one of the top 10, yeah.
In hockey?
Yes.
You would?
I would.
Okay. All right. Lions, get them out of here. Bears. The Bears. Are you kidding me?
So,
you're talking about a team living off 1 year. The Bears have been living off 1985 for 40 years.
So
they've been living off 1985 for 40 years.
They have the second most wins in NFL history, which
I
know is longevity. I
guarantee you over half of them came before 85.
So I don't disagree with that, but they still have the second most wins in franchise history. Soldier Field, an iconic stadium. Chicago, great
Soldier Field hasn't
town.
Been there since I played.
What are you talking about?
They remodeled Soldier
right,
Field.
Right, but it's still
while
Soldier Field. Right,
well, it's
still Soldier
the name.
Field.
It's a new stadium.
Right, but
they're about to get another stadium.
Lambeau. They changed things in Lambeau. That's still Lambeau Field. Soldier Field is still Soldier Field. It's not the original construction.
No,
you're right.
They changed the locker rooms at Lambeau and maybe some small things up top.
Right. It's
Lambeau
been bigger.
Field is still Lambeau
right,
Field.
But Soldier Field is still one of the most iconic stadiums in sports. Would you agree
it
with that?
It was. It's not Soldier Field anymore.
Okay. Well, it is still called Soldier Field.
Well,
but
yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying,
you realize it's like, not the same place,
so,
though, right?
No, I know. Well,
played in Illinois one. We played in Champaign, Illinois. Because they didn't have it. They tore the stadium down.
Right. But it's still Soldier Field. I don't have to tell you.
They tore it.
And
just
I'm looking
kept the
at,
name.
I'm
they
looking at the whole history.
All right. Get the Bears and the Lions off this list.
Who would you put on?
Get the Chiefs should definitely be on
so
there.
So the Chiefs are recency bias.
They were in the first Super Bowl.
They were. That's one thing. Most of their Super Bowls.
They got
Bowls,
three more. They've been to five others.
Right. But they've only won. They've won four total.
Yeah.
Right? And three of them.
That's four more
recent.
Than the Bears have won.
Agreed, but the Bears are a more historic
more
franchise.
The
Bears have been around, you know, like.
The Chiefs have been around just as long.
I know,
so
that was
the
a mistake on me. Yeah, but the Cardinals suck. Who cares about the Cardinals?
Okay. Yeah, but you went with the original.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's not a blanket rule.
And here's
here.
The other thing.
But who would you put in? That's what I
just told you, the Chiefs.
Okay, so that's one you would take out and put in. So who would be, if you take out the Bears and the Lions, who would be the other one?
Who else would be in there?
The Ravens? Only been
well, the
around
Ravens
since 96.
Only been around for since 99. I'm trying to think. I'm thinking fast on my. Hell, you could even go with the Browns.
Exactly. If you're into the Lions in there, the Browns should be in there too. If you're into historical,
I don't think the Browns are lovable losers.
Dude, hold on. Jim Brown's one of the faces of the NFL.
Dog pound. That's lovable loser stuff.
But they also moved. They did. The Lions have been in Detroit the whole time.
The Patriots at number six?
So the Patriots, to me, also recency bias.
Six for the six trophies
right.
they have.
But like the Patriots.
That is recency bias. I agree with their ranking.
Yeah, the Patriots are one. They're one thing. They're Tom
recency
Brady and Bill
bias.
Belichick. They're Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. That's what they are. They are not 80 years or 60 years of sustained success.
First of all, they've been around for a very long time.
They have, which is
they
why.
They went to multiple Super Bowls prior to then.
Right, I know.
Prior to this run. And then they went to 10.
Right, which is why they're six.
They went to 10 and won six, and you're telling me this is why they're six.
That's
San Francisco hasn't won a Super Bowl since 1994.
Right, but they have more. Well, they're tied.
They don't have more.
Right, my bad,
I just told you they don't
have
more.
They have five.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So you would put the Patriots ahead of the Niners?
Yes.
That's why they're tied.
I disagree.
Who you have at three?
So you think the Patriots are a more iconic franchise than the Niners?
Yes.
Why?
The Niners just as iconic? What do you mean why? The 49ers ran the 80s into the mid-90s. The Patriots ran the league from 2000 until Tom Brady left. What's the difference?
I just think the 49ers are more iconic. I don't know what to say.
But why?
Because Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, I mean, the Super Bowls they have, I just view them as a more
okay. You just, because they...
It's just my opinion. This
right,
one I
right,
can't,
right, because
yeah.
you actually were an adult when the Patriots were living, so you can't appreciate what they did. You got to go back to your childhood where you didn't even watch the 49ers win
correct,
their Super Bowls
because
you were born in the 90s, but somehow they're more nostalgic to you.
Yes, correct. That's the
reason. It's like Jack with the Kelly Green jerseys.
Love the Kelly Green jerseys.
When he wasn't even around even watching
play. Why does that matter? I can still look at them and think they're a better jersey.
No, I agree, but you can't wax poetically about them like somehow you grew up and it reminds you of your childhood
it
about
doesn't.
It.
Doesn't. I just think they're a better jersey.
Right, so, but that's the point I'm making, though. Is you asked me why.
Yeah, I know. But
this is what he's doing with the Niners, who he didn't see win squat.
Yeah, but just because I didn't see him doesn't mean I can't appreciate the fact that...
How can you appreciate him if you didn't see it?
Well, I didn't see a lot of things. That doesn't mean I can't appreciate it. There's a lot of things I haven't seen. Where would you put the Patriots?
One.
Oh, overall? Over the Packers?
Yes.
Wow.
You're talking about a team living off the past.
Well, yeah, the past is part of this.
Well, yeah, I know. But my point is if I'm thinking about dominance, right? I'm thinking about dominance. It's the Patriots.
The Patriots were
not
dominant.
The Packers.
The Patriots were dominant for a stretch. It was a long stretch.
Packers dominated in the 60s. They didn't do squat in the 70s, the 80s. Didn't see the Packers then when I watched Lynn Dickey as the quarterback.
Did I bump that?
Huh?
Don Majkowski.
Yeah, the new
Don
Mets
Majkowski.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? James Lofton.
The Super Bowl trophy is named after Lombardi. Lambeau's the most iconic. In my opinion,
it deserves to be up there.
Yes,
okay. I won't fight you over the Packers.
I
I'm
think
saying.
You're overrating the Patriots.
Okay, hold on. Both of you back to your corners.
All right.
And I'm surprised that
just for a second. Just for
shut up,
just
Elliot.
Shut up for a second.
I'm surprised
literally.
The Eagles
aren't. Literally.
We need Pablo Finds Out on your brain.
Yeah, 1 minute. Can you give me 1 minute?
Sorry, I thought you were just trying to stop me.
No. No, I'm enjoying it. I need you to go back to your corners for like literally 1 minute. We will return to that. There's no top 10 list of place to go get a brand new Hyundai. There is only one place. That is Colonial Hyundai. Elliot's not allowed there. He is not allowed at Colonial Hyundai. Don't worry. You're going to see the Carzar John Ashton. You're going to see the staff at Colonial. You're not going to see Elliot. You will see a brand new Hyundai that you're going to get 20% off of. Only at Colonial. That's up to $10,000. $10,000 off a brand new Hyundai. And if you need to do a trade-in and that has been holding you back because you don't think it's worth anything, well, they are going to give you at least $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. Guaranteed, every new Hyundai comes with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online, 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Tax and tags additional. Shut up for 2 more seconds. Offers can't be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025.
Ike has been Googling the entire time.
Yeah. I wasn't Googling. What I did, I looked at the... All 32 teams.
Right.
When Ellie asked me about other teams, I couldn't think on my feet as quick. But you could easily have the Raiders in this top 10
list.
Oh, yes.
If we're talking about iconic.
Yes, iconic. The Raiders or the Colts.
The Colts also iconic.
Yeah, so that's what I want to do. I want to like refresh my memory by looking at the teams.
Raiders for sure.
Yes, Raiders for sure.
All right, so if you're taking off the Lions, which I disagree with, but... You would put the Raiders on? The Raiders, you're right. There's a good argument for
them. I'd put the Bengals on before the Lions.
Oh, the Bengals.
I'm just telling you, get the Lions out of here.
So here would be my
thing. There's nothing iconic about the Lions.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack. You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
So to me, when you make a list like this, there has to be a bit of common sense, right? So if you were...
Clip it. That is, by the way, the promo for next year's Top 11 has that audio in it. Okay, continue.
Can I finish? Common sense.
Yeah. So,
go ahead.
Mr. Common Sense, yes. Elliot Shore Park.
If we were making a list of the top fruit, right? Mm-hmm.
How are you going to land this plane?
Yeah, you ready? You guys might not like apples, but right. Apples are clearly the goat fruit, right? So my point is, when you think of NFL teams...
Why are they the goat fruit?
Because when you think of fruit, you think of apples.
Yeah, I'm with Elliot on
right?
this one.
I think, on apple, yeah. Go ahead.
First off, strawberry's clear.
This is completely a bad...
Because yeah, my point ahead. I'm making yeah. is when you think of NFL teams and you ask people just to ramble them off, yeah. I think the Lions, the Bears, the Packers, the Niners, those are the teams they would name. The Steelers.
Nobody brings up the Lions.
I disagree with you on that.
The Bears, because it's a cool logo.
Right. Well, and they have a ton of history. Well, and I think you have to take fan bases into consideration, too.
Okay, Chicago. Yeah, I respect Chicago's fan base.
Great fan base, great football
team. I respect the Midwest in general, the fan base.
Me and you have always agreed on that.
I agree with that. I'm just saying, we've already agreed that the Raiders certainly belong on this list.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Over the Lions. Yep. I would throw you another team I would have in there. How about the Denver Broncos?
But who are you taking off?
The Lions.
The Lions and the Bears.
You can only take the Lions off so many times.
No, I can take the Bears. The Lions and the Bears are the two teams, and I look at this list, and I automatically say they don't deserve to be on this list because you know why? Everything that happened before 1960, which is what they're probably most famous for. I mean, my goodness, 1960 to today, what is that, 85 years? What is that? 65 years. It's about 65 years.
The Bears are always relevant, right? They're always being discussed.
Relevant how?
The Broncos have to be good to be relevant, in my opinion. We're always talking about, like, the Bears.
You're talking about the Bears like they're the Yankees.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
They are close. They are.
Or the Lakers.
What makes the Bears relevant? Now you all make me tear down the Bears. You know they're the only franchise that doesn't have a quarterback that's throwing for 4,000 yards.
Right. I'm not arguing they're a successful franchise.
So what makes them
Because they've been around for forever. That's it. That's the argument.
That doesn't make you relevant.
But it does when we're talking about all-time great franchises.
So let me ask you this.
Like, again, the apples.
So let me ask you this. When we're talking about championships every year, we're talking about contenders, we're talking about top teams, when do the Bears ever make this list?
When do the Broncos?
The Broncos?
The Broncos have to be good in order to be talked about. That's not the case with the
Bears.
Yeah,
that's part of it.
Yes, that I
agree. Everybody in the NFL gets discussed. Don't act like
But
ESPN,
some teams get discussed.
No, don't act
the
like
the Jaguars are not getting discussed unless there's something interesting.
In their city
happened.
They are. Yeah. My point is that don't act like everybody's hanging on thread to see what the Bears do this year.
I think
who are the Bears playing? What's going to be the big game with the Bears? When's the last time you were excited to sit down and watch the Bears?
I agree. They're not
more than the Broncos.
Yeah, I would be curious to see the primetime games over the past 10 years. Broncos, Bears, who has more?
I guarantee you, I know who's played in more. I bet you that.
Yeah, I think it might be the Bears.
What you want to bet?
Not a lot.
This is a new low for the show. This argument is a new low. This is you thought top 11 week
WIP at its best. I'm a bit surprised no one cares the Eagles are at 8.
Well,
does that seem fair to you? Because that's what made me think about it.
Well,
initially.
With the other teams.
Well, the Packers over the Eagles is fair.
Right.
The Steelers over the Eagles is fair.
Yeah. Okay.
The 49ers over the Eagles is fair.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Cowboys over the Eagles is fair.
Yeah.
Agreed.
The Patriots over the Eagles is fair.
Yes.
The Giants, I also think, over the Eagles is
so
fair.
I was close on that one.
They are a more iconic franchise than the Eagles are. And then the Bears is the question mark. Now, the question would you put the Chiefs over the Eagles? Would you put the Ravens over the Eagles? Would you put the Raiders over the Eagles?
I would not put the Ravens over the Eagles. Chiefs have an argument, although I think the Eagles the last 25 years has an argument to be in there as much as anybody. That's why I'm okay with where they are at 8.
Well, right?
They got 2 titles. Some of those other teams have more titles, but I think the Eagles, and then you think about the iconic players they've had, Chuck Bednarik, Harold Carmichael. You go through the 80s.
How about Reggie White?
That's what I'm saying. You go through the 80s.
He played for the number one team.
You go with Reggie White, right? You go through those teams. Buddy Ryan as a coach, like the Eagles deserve to be there. Randall.
So
the history of the black quarterback in the NFL, like the Eagles, is and I think that's a big thing. So
I
brought that up for a reason. Right. So that's a big thing. That's something that you can wear a badge about when you think about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Do you think the Eagles are a team? And I know we disagree on the Bears and the Lions, but do you think the Eagles are a team that had to be successful to get on this list? Or are they big enough as is that they are such a – because I think at this point they're such a large franchise that – no matter what, they're always going to be talked about. They could win 4 or 5 games next year, right?
Yes.
But I don't know if that was always the case.
No, if they didn't win 2 Super Bowls, they wouldn't be on this list.
If they didn't have 2 Super Bowls, I don't think they're on this list.
Yeah.
Whereas I think we might disagree. The Bears and the Lions have the type of cachet. They do. They have the type of cachet where they're being considered regardless.
He's already poured water on the argument by saying, and this is a new low. That hit me right between the eyes.
No, I didn't.
But it did.
I didn't mean it in a bad way.
No,
I know. Let's be honest. What he means is you're schooling me here. Like,
Well, I just mean it's a new low in that the list was developed with almost no thought at all.
Okay. No. I researched for a few hours yesterday and did this.
You still came up with the Lions?
I just can't believe you disagree with the Lions. They are without question an iconic franchise.
Okay, but they would be 12th on this list.
Oh, well, I have them 10th.
All right. Well, but I'm saying it's only a top 10 list.
Right, and I would put
So in other words, they would not be on the list is the point I'm really making.
Well, on your list. They would be on my list.
Bears are too high, and I don't think the Lions should be on it.
I disagree.
You would have the Lions over the Raiders.
The Raiders are the one I wish I would have remembered.
So
we did hours of research.
Again. But you did hours of research.
Yeah. That's what to tell you.
Yeah, you forgot about a whole team.
I'm not perfect.
This is
what your offseason is.
Do you think anybody was arguing the counter?
There's 32 of them. You said 34 teams when you were talking to Pablo, by the way.
I did?
Yeah. I didn't want to correct you in front of Pablo.
Yeah, you're cooking.
Well, they both heard it because I didn't even hear it.
Oh,
yes.
He said 34 teams. Yeah.
And what was the question?
Well, what's crazy is I wonder if it was a typo by someone else because you were reading it.
Oh.
So I wonder if the article wrote 34.
Let's see.
And who's the Will Ferrell character that is
I said encourage the 30.
Burgundy.
Are you sure? I said the. Encourage
I would
the 32
bet my
NFL
life.
Clubs.
No, you 100%
said I would bet my life.
Then I just misread it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
We all make
32
mistakes.
Teams.
What a legendary.
Nobody's perfect.
What a legendary appearance from
Is
Elliot.
What he's stuck around for?
Yeah, Elliot, do you want to make your official prediction as to what the Philadelphia 76ers do tomorrow?
I think they're taking Ace Bailey.
Okay.
That's what you want him to do.
I think we're all overthinking this.
All right.
He's been the guy all year. He's the only person that's not being reported to him. I think that's on purpose.
Okay. All right. So Elliot says Ace Bailey will
right
be
about this.
He's going
to
ace
I'm not going to hear the end of this.
Well, I want to be clear.
I'm not going to hear the end of this.
God forbid they take the guy that's like Kevin Durant. What a crazy take.
He's not like Kevin Durant.
He absolutely is. He was like Kevin Durant for a full year.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
You've never watched Kevin Durant. He looks nothing like Kevin Durant.
He looks just like him.
No, he doesn't. He's tall and skinny.
That's part of looking like somebody.
No, he doesn't play like Kevin Durant.
I disagree.
Kevin Durant is probably the best college scorer all time.
Yeah, he's not as good as Kevin Durant,
but
when we make comparisons, we're not saying they're the exact same player.
Nothing like Kevin Durant.
Hard disagree.
He is nothing like Kevin Durant.
For a full year, everyone was okay with it until now all of a sudden it's draft season. It's like, Kevin Durant averaged 2 more points.
No,
blah, blah,
Kevin
blah.
Durant, well, first of all, he averaged like 8 more points.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's like 50% more points.
I'm just saying, comparisons are not completely
Kevin
literal.
Durant had a sick handle. He was a sick shooter. And got a great shot whenever he wanted.
And Ace Bailey is also a sick shooter.
No, Ace
His
Bailey.
Not
no,
great. I
shut
agree
up.
With you.
Ace Bailey shot 34% from 3, 69% from the line, and is not an excellent shooter.
You know what's crazy?
And doesn't have a great handle.
You know what's crazy about Ace Bailey? Everyone wants Dylan Harper so bad, as if he wasn't on those Rutgers teams that also.
That's not what I'm talking about.
No, I know.
You're talking about Kevin Durant.
I am. And he reminds me of Kevin Durant. He reminds Kevin Durant of Kevin Durant. He reminds Paul George of Kevin Durant. He reminds Carmelo Anthony of Kevin Durant. All these guys must have just never watched Ace Bailey or aren't doing draft. Everyone is saying he looks like him.
No,
for some
you,
reason,
first of all,
I say it,
the Kevin Durant thing, that you are completely mischaracterizing what Kevin Durant said. They asked him at a press conference.
Yes.
He said he models himself after you. Do you see
and
any of
yes.
you of him? What is he going to say about
Kevin
the
Durant
kid?
Kevin Durant famously doesn't say how he's feeling.
No, and he would crush this 19-year-old kid.
No, he could say something like, he's a great player.
He's
I don't
nothing
see this
like Kevin
he is.
Durant.
I didn't make it up. I didn't come up in a lab with this player. I got it from online. That's where
from
I got
online,
it.
From who?
Tons of people.
He's nothing like Kevin Durant, Elliot.
Well, a lot of people disagree with him.
No, a lot of people don't.
No,
just
no,
you.
The little world here in Philly disagrees.
No,
but that is the larger scale is people think he's
no. Look at any draft expert.
Look up Ace Bailey, Kevin Durant.
No. I want you to look at comps of draft experts and see
yes.
how many compare him to Kevin Durant.
It has changed, but when this first started, there was comparisons to Kevin Durant.
A year ago, before they watched him play.
Online basketball nerds have bullied people into not saying it.
No, he's
Sixers
nothing
fans
like
should
Kevin
be excited
Durant.
About the fact he's he reminds
nothing
him.
Like Kevin Durant.
He absolutely
Durant.
Is.
No, he isn't.
Okay,
no, he isn't.
I disagree.
No, he isn't. No, he isn't. No,
he looks
isn't.
Just like him, and I'm crazy for...
He's nothing like Kevin Durant.
Well, a lot of people disagree.
He's like
too.
Rudy Gay. And this is what I said as soon as this started. And then when we had KOC on last week, he also said Rudy Gay. He's nothing like Kevin Durant. Rudy Gay is not like Kevin Durant either.
I agree Rudy Gay is not like Kevin Durant.
Okay. Thank you for
Ace
coming
Bailey
in,
is.
Elliot. Oh, my God. Shut up. I wish I could shut off your mic. Go get the Go Birds podcast to infuriate yourself.
Yeah, I actually
today,
did explain more about this list on the pods.
Oh, great.
Today's
you guys,
show.
You guys want
oh,
to
if
hear,
you want more of this.
Honestly, maybe I'll put the Ike thing right after it.
Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Is Ace Bailey anything like Kevin Durant? We'll find out next. Also, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.